The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I believe it to be Sanity. Right here on the real side, not the right side, not the wrong side. The real side. Always, 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 always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation. Seriously. I don't care what side of the issue you're on. Be part of the conversation. Get involved in, and listen to what they have to say. Don't just say something. I mean, don't just spew the party line. That's the one that makes me nuts. Not that you even care. But when you spew the party line, where's your thoughts? What's your mind? Where do you think they're at? You know what I mean? Now, let me see. You know, I wasn't going to do this, but I am going to do this. If some of you knew or don't know, every year I emcee a prayer breakfast. And this year the prayer breakfast speaker is William Federer. Now, William Federer has, like most other Christian speakers, he has spoken out against gay and lesbian marriage. He has spoken out on extreme Muslims. He wrote a book about the history of Islam. And the Islamic community where I'm at is upset about it. Although I haven't had anybody yet tell me what's in it. What's in it that's wrong or what misinformation. They're just protesting it to protesting it. I mean, the biggest part of the thing I really feel, as we see happening in a lot of places, that the loud ones are the ones that, you know, are uncomfortable with what's being said. You know, the whole trigger room, trigger warning, safe room. Yeah, there is no safe room in life. How about we start off with that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you got something to say, you want to add to the conversation. But here's a group of people that are all about tolerance, all about everybody having a say, all about everybody being part of the conversation, but not you, not me. No. That's just not right, not fair, not anything, right? Ooh. Seriously, is it? I mean, am I missing something here? Am I extremely off in my thought process? I read some of the stuff sometimes that they write. And, you know, the way some of the community leaders or perceived leaders, I'll put it that way. The way they want to hit this, the way they want to talk about this, or the way they want to approach this is that because somebody doesn't have the exact same viewpoint as they do, they shouldn't be allowed to speak. And we're seeing that all across the country, aren't we? We're seeing that at the colleges. We're seeing that with our young people. And we want to know where they get it. When do you think they get it? And these groups speaking out, this particular group speaking out, They're not getting a lot of traction, so it's irritating them to no end. They don't understand it. They don't understand why people aren't on the same. How could they possibly not be in the same place as them? Because they don't agree with you. They're okay with free speech from guys like me. You know what I'm saying? The irritant, again, for me, is you're seeing from the perceived adults. I'll put it that way. I refuse to call them adults. But you're seeing from the perceived adults, you know, what they're passing down to their young people. If it's uncomfortable, you don't like it, you don't agree with it, call them names. That's one way to stop it. Right? That's one way to make it, but it doesn't go away. All it does is mask it for the moment. It doesn't go away. You know, the real way to work through issues with people, the real way for people to work through issues, is for them to sit down and have open conversations. And then when you're done and you still don't agree, you go have a cup of coffee together. Because one has nothing to do with the other. You know what I mean? So much for free speech. And I'm going to talk later on. I got Kimberly Moran going to join us in the second hour. And we're going to talk about this. I got to give Ted Cruz credit for this. You got to give the guy credit, okay? Here's the credit. The credit is, on top of Trump comes in, he wins five. Nails five of them, right? Five states the other night. And what's the topic of the day? The topic of the day is how he picked Carly Fiorina as his running mate. Not how Trump won five states. Not how much trouble Cruz is in, but how Carly Fiorina is now winning five states. What do you think of that? I mean, how Trump took the five states. So they're doing everything they can to take any kind of a, if Cruz was a real political man, pardon the term, he would have said, no, pardon the term, take it anywhere you want. He would have said, look, Mr. Trump won. A lot of his people, you want to get those voters later on if they ever left? People are doing a great job. We'll hit this morning to the side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Make you want to dance? I know some of you will. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Really, seriously. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and having a... Well, I hope you're having as much fun as I am. Because I have a lot of fun behind the mic. Yeah, some nights not so much. I want some really good stuff to talk about. And I've got plenty. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you aboard. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation, if you don't, well, then I don't know what to tell you. You can always send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. It's Oaken. It's open mic. If you want me to hit a topic,
talk about something in particular, what have you, all you got to do is send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Send me a link, something I can use to speak to. That would be nice, wouldn't it? And like I said, there is a lot going on, a lot of distractions for us to get pulled away from the real issues. By the way, I don't know if you heard the news flash today. Yeah, it seems that Ted Cruz has been found out. That's right. Ted Cruz is Lucifer in the flesh. We had Jesus Christ with God in the flesh. Now we have Ted Cruz, Lucifer in the flesh. I don't know who's coming next. I mean, Boehner. I mean, what is he? Did he get sober long enough to try? Or maybe he overdrank and this is what he came up with. Is this ridiculous or what? He retired. Go away. Leave us alone. We don't really care what you have to say. Didn't care what you had to say? Well, except when it affected us tremendously. But we didn't much care about what you had to say when you were in office, let alone now. Think about it. The former House Speaker also says he would vote for Trump, call the two of them texting buddies. Well, isn't that wonderful? That's right, because the best guy for the job, not that I'm against Trump, not that I'm against Cruz, I just, because the best guy for the job as president of these United States is the one that can text best, right? Now, when it comes to Texas Senator Ted Cruz, even a few months' time out of Congress has done little to lessen the former House Speaker John Boehner's contempt for his former Capitol Hill colleague. Now, you know, in all fairness, too, Cruz is a senator. They don't deal much with the Congress people except when they're trying to put something together. I don't know what Boehner, what issue Boehner has with him, other than I can tell you from a visual standpoint, you know, Boehner's so left, Boehner is so... can't say. I'm trying to get a somewhat conservative. No, I can't get that out of my mouth. A liberal. That's the word I was looking for. He's a liberal Republican. There's no way around it. That's why he doesn't like Cruz. Cruz is, you know, when it comes to Republicanism, Cruz is all the way to the right. And a pal Boehner is so far to the left, he almost is going to be forced to register as a Democrat next time around. Now, Lucifer in the flesh, Boehner told an audience at Stanford University on Wednesday night, according to the Stanford Daily. I have Democrat friends and Republican friends. I get along with almost everyone, but I have never worked with a more miserable son of a pregnant dog in my life. Funny thing about it is, how many times have you worked with them? They don't work together, really, in the true term of the word. In fact, Wednesday was not the first occasion that Boehner had compared Cruz to Lucifer. He used it last month during a question and answer session with reporters at the Futures Industry Association conference in Boca Raton, Florida. Now, as for Donald Trump goes, Boehner said he had golfed with Trump for years and that the two are texting buddies, a comment Cruz seized on in his response earlier today. If you want someone that's texting and golfing, buddy, if you're happy with John Boehner as Speaker, you know, there's the other thing, too. Maybe this was all a joke. Maybe this was all a way for Boehner to get you to take a hard look at Trump. I mean, heck, if Boehner is Trump's buddy, I don't know. Are you scared? I am. Now, Donald Trump's your man, Cruz said. He told reporters during a stop at Fort Wayne, Indiana. Cruz insisted that he never worked with Boehner, and in response to being called Lucifer, Cruz added that Boehner allowed his inner Trump to come out. You know, again, this is the same guy. I'm going to show you what kind of hypocrisy it is. See, I'm accused of only beating up on Democrats. I know, I beat up on Republicans all the time. And Boehner, in a local congressional race that I was involved with, Boehner endorsed somebody that he had never met. He didn't know anything about the guy. But because the good old boys club wanted him, Boehner endorsed him, thinking it would help. In a year when, my God, I would have ran from these guys. I would have called Boehner and said, no, pull it. Pull it now, pull it fast. And I want your endorsement. The guy lost miserably. Spent five times the money as a grassroots candidate, lost his butt. Now, Cruz is notorious for his toxic relationship with the congressional colleagues. It turned radioactive in 2013 when the Texas senator played a pivotal role in shutting down the federal government with a high-stakes attempt to defund Obamacare. See, I still think this is nuts. Even when I get the guys on the air, you know,
defunding or, no, I'm sorry, not defunding, but trying to repeal Obamacare. Defund bits and pieces of it? Start to take it down? Yeah. But the, what are we up to? 60 some odd votes now to defund or to repeal Obamacare? What are we, crazy? Republicans were widely blamed for the historical disruption, and Cruz's colleagues heaped scores of scorn on him as a result. Now, the vitriol has waned some, but Trump is gleefully exploited in maintaining that as the standard bearer, he can unite the party, unlike Cruz. You know, he's got a point there. And even you Cruz lovers, he is not well-loved within the party. Let's just be honest about it. I know they have a hard time with that truth thing in Washington. But truth is not loved by both sides. He doesn't have a few enemies. He has a lot of enemies. A lot of people don't like him. And I don't think that's a bad thing necessarily. If you've got other colleagues that can't stand you because you don't play in the same park as them, we had Tim Donnelly on. He's a congressional candidate here in California. But he served, I think it was 12 years in the assembly or 12 years with the, in the California legislature. And he wasn't well-liked there either. The biggest reason behind it, though, wasn't because he's the jerk. The reason behind it was... He didn't play nice with others. He didn't just go along to get along, as they say. Yeah, the reason he didn't like it is he was one of those guys that when they were trying to pass 500 laws in a week, he made them explain them all or tried to. They ended up locking him out of the chamber, shutting off his mic or something. I don't remember what it was. He did something to him, though. And they don't like that kind of stuff. They don't like you making them look bad. You know what the California legislature does? Is, you'll have to come back to hear this one. They do something with the clock so they can pass their laws. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. You're not going to want to miss this one. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Speed and attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation, please. Again, I do send me an email, joe@therealside.com, or you can hop up to the website. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can be part of the conversation in a live chat room. We were talking about Mr. Boehner, and you know, talk about to show you how dull these people are. We don't want any part of the old guard anymore, right? We're not interested in doing business the same way. Neither side is. It's obvious when you see. Look, nobody on the other side has got to believe that Bernie is the best guy for the job, but they're so tired of the Clintons, you know, business as usual, the dictatorship, right? Am I wrong here or what? But I was starting to tell you about Tim Donnelly, who was on the show the other night. He's a candidate for Congress here in California. And he said some of the things that he used to do to try to get them to think about what they were trying to pass, which is really useless in California. It's dominated by Democrats. They're right. We're wrong. End of discussion. They're going to pass the law no matter what. They've actually locked him out. They've done a lot of things to the guy. But one of the things when they're running out of time in California, there's a law that says all the laws have to be passed by a certain time at night. I think it's 11:55 or something like that on the last night of the legislative year. So let me tell you what these boneheads do. They unplug the clock. They unplug it at 11:45 or something like that. Because the spirit of the law doesn't matter, only the letter of the law for some of these guys. So the spirit of the law is so we wouldn't be doing exactly what they are doing. Right? The spirit of the law was so they wouldn't over... We need a part-time legislature in California. That's what we need. Seriously. This is what they do up there is nuts. So they stop the clock. I mean, they're supposed to be done at 11:55.
You know it's not the right time. They know it's not the right time. Speaker of the House knows it's not the right time, but he does it anyway. Now, bear in mind that we haven't been, the Republicans haven't been in control of California for I think, since Jesus was here the first time. All right? So you can't blame it on the Republicans. You can't blame it on the conservatives. It's the Republicans. It's the Democrats doing it. They've got control of this House, this legislative body. And people, you know, again, they're tired of the same old, same old. Boehner comes out. I mean, him speaking against Cruz might even help Cruz. It would if I was seriously looking. Now, again, Cruz has not got the best relationships with these people. And even though the Republicans were blamed for the historic disruption, you know, and they beat on Cruz for it, I got news for them. Go look at what Reagan did. I think he did it 3 or 4 times. He shut down the government. You didn't know it because it was very short, and he was smart enough to do it on a Thursday or a Friday. And when Tip O'Neill came back on a Monday, he realized that the guy was serious, and they made some arrangements. I'll put it that way. And then Representative Peter King out of New York, he seized on Boehner's comments and again showed he's not letting bygones be bygones over the shutdown. Maybe he gives Lucifer a bad name by comparing him to Ted Cruz, King said on CNN. Listen, what John Boehner was most concerned about was Ted Cruz's perpetrated a fraud and a hoax when he bought about the shutdown on the government. He had a vague promise that he was going to be able to take Obamacare out of the budget or to end Obamacare altogether. You know, that's been my argument about all you guys that love Cruz because he shut down the government. He did what he said he was going to do. Did he fill about, you know, to what end? What do we get out of it? Where was the strategic thought or work? How did he work this through strategically? Help me understand, because I am at a loss here to understand what good any of this did other than from him teeing off a bunch of people and making it look like that we didn't have a clue. I'm not joking, seriously. Right? It isn't that hard to figure this out. This doesn't take... You don't need a college degree to work this through. So, again, he achieved nothing. Where was the strategy? What did he get accomplished? Did Obamacare get defunded? Anybody? Did it get repealed? No. And even if he did it, there wasn't enough votes to overturn the president's veto. That's what I'm talking about, strategy, wasted time. 61 votes to overturn, to repeal Obamacare. The votes aren't there. They're not there to work against the president's repeal. They're not there. Is it symbolic? 61 times is not symbolic. It's a virus. Yes. Boehner's successor, Paul Ryan, who has been neutral throughout the primary, will chair the Republican National Convention. He said, look, his job is to make sure everybody's getting along. His job isn't to pick on or beat on one person in particular. He says, I have a very good relationship with both of these men. He said, I'm going to keep it that way. Anyway, who was it? The White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest expressed confidence that Boehner was simply being candid when he offered his take on Cruz. Obviously, Speaker Boehner was speaking based on his own experience, Earnest told reporters. Probably the only piece of truth that ever came out of that guy's mouth, Earnest. What a great name for a guy as a press secretary, right? Honest Earnest. He's got to try to take that garbage, that sausage that's fed to him, twist it, turn it, and do something with it to make it somewhat sound truthful. He went on to say, I don't know that he was looking to be helpful or harmful. I think he was just looking to be honest. Yeah, Boehner was looking to be honest. All right. Anyway, in the sit-down on Wednesday night, Boehner was more magnanimous when talking about fellow Ohioan John Kasich. The governor required more effort on my behalf than all of my friends, but he's still my friend. They said, I love him. He says, I love him, and I wish him well. Now, on the Democratic side of the race, Boehner said that the that while Hillary Clinton would win the party nomination, Bernie Sanders is a likable guy, probably the most honest politician in the race. He also apparently, was he talking about Trump and Cruz, too? Might have been, huh? He apparently also impersonated the former Secretary of State, saying, I'm a woman, vote for me, while reportedly later noting her accomplishments. Boehner commented, why would she note her accomplishments? What accomplishments? He's the only guy that can find them. Most other people, when asked, even her own people, even the people supporting her, when they're asked about her accomplishments, what do they say? I don't know. They can't name any. Very few of them can. I'll put it that way. Boehner commented also on the ongoing FBI investigation of the Clintons' use of private email server and speculated on what might happen if the scandal widens. He went on to say, don't be shocked if 2 weeks before the convention, here comes Joe Biden parachuting in and Barack Obama fanning the flames to make it all happen. You've heard that on the show a dozen times, haven't you? That is a good chance. You know, Biden is running around in his speeches still saying that the worst decision he made was to get out of the race. Come on, why would he say that? Why would he slow things down? Why would he gin people up if there was absolutely no chance? Somebody must have said to him, Joe, you've got to be ready to step in. Right? If something happens here, and she can't run, you need to be ready, my friend. Boehner also had some fun with how people botch his name, telling the crowd, you can call me, no. You can call me almost anything. I'll answer anything as long as the check clears. I don't know if that's what he really said, but look, here's the old guard again, telling us what we should be doing. He needs to go home, stay home, and not be involved in our affairs anymore. He just got to go. I wish he would just go away. So, now I'm going to have time to do this, but I'm going to wait. Look, I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE if you really want to be heard. 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Tonight is kind of smorgasbord night. We're going to hit every story that you guys have sent me over the last few days. Maybe. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more! Me neither! Yeah, back you go! No way, Daddy-o! Yeah!
We are back. Always a pleasure. I ain't going to school. I'm done with school. Can't teach me anything else. I know everything. Don't you know that? Just ask people who can't stand me. They'll tell you I know everything. They'll tell you I think I know everything. I don't think I know everything. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, love being with you. Love what you have to say. Well, even if I'm not on the same page as you, even if you can't stand me, I'm okay with you commenting on some of our issues and the things that we talk about. Anyway, what were we talking about? I know what it was. Mr. Boehner. Mr. Boehner and his inability. You know, it just shows you how far out of the loop these people are. Come on, think about it. He is considered, right? Obviously, he's considered part of the old guard, is he not? He was considered part of the problem. So why would you speak out? I mean, they don't understand.
Mitch McConnell, Boehner. You know, these guys are all part of the old guard. They're all part of the problem. They're all part of the group that we want to go away. Which is why none of the mainstream, none of the mainstream candidates, Republican candidates in a way, made it. Why they didn't get any traction. You know what I mean? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on board today. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE-85, or head up to the website. You know, I mean, a lot going on up on the website as well. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the live chat room. Give me your email address. I'd love to have your email address. The reason for that is if I get your email address, I send out an email once a week. Let you know what's going on. Let you know who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of thing. All right, so let's get the real news, okay? Because the Boehner thing was, I don't know, whatever. Bloomberg is reporting that the U.S. economy has expanded to... Oh, we don't have that, huh? Dun-da-da-da! I wish we had something like that. One of these days I'll get it. Expands to 0.5% base. The weakest it's been in 2 years. But I thought we were coming out of it. I thought the whole jobs thing was turning around. His Highness or His Holiness, Mr. Obama, I thought he had turned that whole thing around. Right? We're always hearing how it's not the best, but it's doing well. It's not a true statement. Well, I shouldn't be a surprise to any of you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's not a true statement. Now, Bloomberg, or, you know, Bloomberg News, they don't usually play games with this kind of stuff. The U.S. economy expanded in the first quarter at the slowest pace in 2 years. Now, American consumers, again, they reined in spending. And companies tightened their belts in response to a weak global... I mean, it's bad all over the place still. European economy is bad. The Chinese economy is bad. Credit card debt's going up. Gross domestic product rose at a 0.5% annualized rate after a 1.4% fourth quarter advance. Commerce Department data showed Thursday the increase was less than 0.0. No, a lot of numbers. Just bear with me for a second. I want you to hear these numbers. Right? 0.7% median protection in the Bloomberg survey. And marked the third straight disappointing start to a year under President Obama. Now, I'm sure somehow it'll be George Bush's fault somewhere in there. Now, shaky global markets and oil tumble results in the biggest business investment slump. You know, he's killing coal. So you got people that are losing their jobs there. Right? Those jobs are not translating into new jobs in the green energy sector. You know, he's including. Now, here's the funny thing about it. When it comes to green energy, they play this little game. They include the janitors. They include the, whatever it is. The gardeners, what have you. They include all of those in when they're talking about the green energy sector and the jobs being created. Which actually could be, I don't know, couldn't they work anywhere or for anyone? Not necessarily green. So if we had a coal plant there, could they also work for the coal plant? Where a green energy expert may not necessarily be able to work for a coal plant. Why they include those, I have no clue. Makes absolutely no sense to me, but I'm not the smartest guy in the room either. Now, Federal Reserve officials on Wednesday acknowledged the softness. They also indicated strong hiring and income gains have the potential to reignite consumer spending. My butt. Look, if you're afraid that things aren't going to get better, we're hearing about another bubble in the real estate market. We're hearing about another bubble in the economy. Why the heck are you going to go out there and spend money? Now, economists or / projectionists for the GDP, the value of all goods and services produced in the U.S., range from gains of 0.1% to 1.5%. This is the government's first of three estimates for the quarter. And they'll revise it in July. They'll do what they do every year. They'll lower it down
You know that as well as I do. They have readjusted, you know, GDP. They've readjusted unemployment. They've readjusted all these numbers almost every time within a couple of months after the quarter closes. Go check it out for yourself. Seriously. Now, the first the first quarter is going to be the worst quarter for consumption for all of 2016, said Jacob Obina, senior U.S. economist at RBC Capital. With financial markets calming down and retracting all their losses, the fundamental factors that have driven the consumption will continue to do so. Americans have more job security. A separate report from the Labor Department showed filings for unemployment benefits last week were around a four-decade low. Jobless claims rose to 257,000 from the prior week's revision of 248,000. They continually revised these. Now, they say that we haven't seen these lows since 1973. But here's my problem with this report to a big degree. What they're not telling you is they're not giving you the other side of that, right? They're not telling you how many people stopped looking for work. They're not telling you how many able-bodied Americans are able to go to work but have stopped looking because the jobs just aren't out there. Right? And when you have companies that are drawing back and they're not spending because they're worried, so let me see, they're not the trucking company. They're not buying new trucks. They're not buying new trailers. They're not spending as much gas. There's just so many things that they're not doing. They're not investing in capital. They're not making capital investments in, you know, building improvements and all that. So all that money is just sitting there because they're waiting for the proverbial crap to hit the fan, aren't they? You've got oil prices that are taking a nosedive. So all I'm saying is it's easy to paint these rosy pictures. It's easy to make something look that you're doing great and all that with numbers until you really start to dig into those numbers. How much sense do they actually make? Now, on the heels of that report, the reason I even went down this road is you've got in Time magazine, they talk about this, simply the worst. Obama's the first president ever not to see a single year of 3% GDP growth. Are you with me here? Not a single year. So he's never been able to get the economy back on track again. He's never, and I know it's everybody else's fault but his, because he is the best. You know what I'm saying? Some people tout him and Reagan as being pretty much the same. It's so wrong. It's not even close to right. The rate of real economic growth is the single greatest determinant of both America's strength as a nation, as well as being American. You know, listen, when we're strong, when America's strong militarily, economically, job-wise, the world is strong. We have an amazing effect financially and in a lot of other ways across the globe. Now, on Thursday, the Commerce Department announced that the U.S. economy expanded at the slowest pace in 2 years. GDP growth rose an anemic 0.5%. Ronald Reagan brought forth an annual real GDP growth of 3.5%. When you make the adjustments and you do what you need to do, he grew the economy at 3.5%. Barack Obama will be lucky to average a 1.5% GDP growth rate throughout his whole presidency. And he always talks about how great he is, what a great job he's doing, putting people back to work, turning the economy back around. They're the most transparent, I'm going to throw up if I keep going down this road. He'll be the only U.S. president in history who did not deliver a single year of 3.0% economic growth. Hey, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stay with me. Next hour, Kimberly Marin joins me. She's got a lot to say about the race. You've heard her. She's been on the show plenty of times. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.